Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. That's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Hi, everybody. You are here chatting with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I know I am. And as always, I want to say thank you to my supporters as my platform continues to build. And as always, it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible women on the show to kind of talk about their businesses and how they have been successful in their business and what they continue to do to be successful. So as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful in anything, you must surround yourself and your energy around positive people or a positive environment so that you can focus on your plans and your provisions so that you can either build that business that you've been trying to do, write that book, or just further your education. Whatever you choose to do in your life, the main ingredient is to just do it. See, this is your dream, your life, your reality. So remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other in the best possible situation. So thank you for all your emails that I've been getting. I want to share quickly an email that I got last week. This email came from a lady that had kind of like a low self-esteem issues on her weight issue, and she wanted to be a plus-size model. So her email, she wrote to me to let me know she did take my advice on getting herself a personal photographer, and she created herself some comp cards, and she currently has interviews lined up for plus-size modeling agencies. So she will keep me posted. So thank you for your email. Thank you for updating me. Thank you for allowing me to inspire you and touch you some kind of way. And, yes, please keep me posted on your modeling career so I know where to look for you, talk about you, say, hey, congrats. So, again, keep me updated on that. So last week on the show, we kind of talked about some business ideas, how to develop your plan of action, and some must-haves of different businesses to start. I kind of gave you some ideas on different home-based opportunities as well. Hope you kind of took some of those and ran with them. Today on the show, I'm going to have an upcoming artist. She's a real phenomenal lady. She has different other businesses going on. She's created some divine serum I've had on the show before. Again, she has so many different projects and events coming up. I'm going to give that a little bit later on this show. She's going to, for booking information, let me give you this right quick. You can reach her at 281-706-3465. Her name is Miss Blackheart. Again, she will be on the show a little bit later. Kind of want to take the time and thank my sponsors real quick. Houston Power Football. Check their website out at www.houstonpowerfootball.com. Picture It Photography. You can email him at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. Northwest Educational Institute, that's a high school diploma program. You can reach them at NEI_institute@yahoo.com. Divine Serum, her number is 1-888-378-3315. If you know someone that are that is in need of anger management classes, or if they want to take life coaching classes or business coaching classes, please email High Hope Outreach Center at yahoo.com. I have Hair by Carl. You can reach him at 832-209-4985. If you tell him you heard this advertisement on the show, he'll give you $10 off on your appointment. So please make sure you do that. If you're trying to take your business to the next level, you have some ideas that you want to get out and expose, you want more clients, you want to advertise, advertise with me here at OpenTalk2 at yahoo.com. You can email me at OpenTalk2@yahoo.com for more advertising information. Follow me on Twitter at OpenTalk2. Like me on Facebook as well. Again, today on this show, we're going to have Miss Gracie Blackheart again. She's a phenomenal woman. She's going to be sharing her information, how she got started in her music career. So before we get to that, have my Ear to the Street Sunday with the Real House of Atlanta Reunion Part 2 and also Married with Medicine. Got to give you guys a dose of reality. Before I get to that, Mr. X, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, let's put it on the table. Let's talk about our Real House of Atlanta reunion. What did you think about? Let's see, who should we start with first? Let's talk about Phaedra and Kenya. They were still at each other's throats.
I know Phaedra and Kenya have been like the topic of discussion for this whole season. Like,
I know.
And it's always constant. And, you know, like Kenya said, well, like Phaedra said, you know, Kenya can't really do an interview without saying Phaedra's
her name.
Though Kenya keeps claiming to be, like, the reason why they're on air, which I don't understand because it's your first season.
I think Kenya just obsessed with Phaedra. That's what I think.
I think so, too. You know, it started, I could kind of see that in Anguilla when it started with Apollo.
I know. Now, that's going to be something because you remember on part three, something going to jump off between that, but I can't wait to see that. But, okay, now what about when Wig entered the building? When Wig entered the building, they all were well-behaved. I really thought they were going to just really be ugly, but they really weren't. They weren't ugly.
I think they were ugly because they didn't have anything to say. You know what I mean? They said what they said. You know, they explained themselves at their brunch. But at the end of the day, Kim knows she's wrong. She's always making excuses.
Always.
And they had to confront her.
Always making
excuses. Anytime the whole group changes their plans around dates, around your pregnancy, and you still blame it on the fact that you're pregnant, that you can't go, it just is like a slap in the face.
Right,
especially because basically they felt like Kim was getting paid the same amount they were getting paid, but Kim was doing way less.
Way less, right. Because she didn't really want to be bothered with the ladies.
Yeah, she didn't come to nothing.
And then she left.
She always left early, came late, so.
But I was amazed at the end where Kim and Nene hugged. I really felt like they really missed each other. I was kind of happy about that, so.
I was too. I thought that was really, really big of Kim to admit that she actually does kind of miss Nene.
Oh, what about how Candy confronted Kim about taking her baby Cash's name? Now, that was something.
She had a lot going on with her and Kim, seems like this season. But, yeah, I don't know what to think of that. A name is a name to me. I do remember Candy saying that, but I can't, I don't know who said it first.
Who first, yeah.
At the end of the day, Kim had
Candy,
the baby first.
So. Candy going to make it run through the water. She said that was her baby's name. Kim stole it, so I don't know. Okay, let's talk about those Married to Medicine women. I cannot believe that Mariah and Toya actually had a fight. That was senseless. I mean, who started it? Who do you think started it?
I really do feel like it was Toya. One, you know, Mariah has, if you look at this whole season, you know, it's only been like three episodes, Mariah has not necessarily cared for Toya, but it was never said why.
Right.
And so finally, you know, it comes out that Toya has been running around talking about her or whatever and her kids. You know, you don't put your mouth on anybody's kids and say that they're not for, like, somebody, especially when it's your husband.
Well, first of all, Mariah comes up 2 hours late to her husband's party. Shows up there, got a guest waiting on her. I didn't like that. That was disrespectful.
That was tacky.
That was tacky.
For your husband.
For your husband.
One, you're not the main attraction, so nobody should be waiting on you.
Right, and then what's the lady name who owns the house? Her friend?
Carrie,
yeah. She was waiting on her all day to help her decorate, and she kept calling her. She wasn't answering her phone. I was like, okay. But
Toya needs to do, I mean, Mariah needs to do something with her mama. She needs to, that mama don't need to be coming to all these different events, kicking off mess.
Right.
Because I think her mama was the really reason why all that jumped
it
off.
It started because right. if her mama would have never said anything to Toya, Toya probably would have never said anything to Mariah that would never have been a fight.
I think that Quad got some licks in. Did you see if she got some licks in?
I could not see that, but Quad shouldn't have jumped her ass in it. I know that much. Quad should have been trying to pull it apart.
I know.
Instead of trying to help her friend. We are not in high school, elementary school, where you got one fight, all fight.
Did you not check out that mama beating Toya upside the head with that purse?
Yes,
at the end, I could have jumped through the TV on that. That was too funny.
But I knew her mom was going to be a piece of work after that. That's the first time we met her on the show.
That was hilarious.
Well,
all right, guys, I wrap up my reality segment. Got to give you guys a dose of reality. Thank you, Mr. X, for calling in on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
All right, guys, I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'll have Miss Gracie Blackheart on the show. Stay tuned.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Let's go. Let's go.
In the club with my homies, trying to get a little VI. Keep it down on the low key. But you know how I feel. I got a shorty, she's a second up for me. From the
can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Let's welcome Gracie Blackheart to the show. Hi, Gracie. How are you today?
Hey, Miss Cindy. How are you doing?
I am great, Miss Gracie.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for being here at the studio. Let's talk about your music career. Tell me, or tell the listeners, how did you get started with this profession?
Actually, I got started some time ago. I've always sang. As a youngster, I wrote my first song at 5. In the kitchen. I didn't even know what I was writing. I just knew it was some words that were coming out of the air onto my paper. So after that, I found myself singing around 12 in front of an audience. That was my first audience performance. And after that, it was encouraged for me to sing through people in my life that I run into. And I began singing in church.
Okay.
And got a lot of experience there. And from there, I've just been invited all over to sing at various places and events, and I show up and I give a performance, and that's kind of how it goes.
Did you ever sing in school, or any plays or anything like that?
Yes, actually, I did sing in school. Once I started singing at school, I was always invited to sing at certain things, like I would sing at my just teachers' events and just showcases, talent shows. I'm invited over the city at banquets, weddings. I've been invited to sing
So you did a host of a lot of different events.
I'm normally requested to sing, to come and sing.
So do you currently write your own lyrics right now, or someone is writing for you?
I'm actually a writing artist as well. I write my own lyrics. I do sing cover songs. However, I feel more free as an artist when I write my own material, because I believe that's what the big part of artistry is. It's not just being able to hold a good note, but it's being able to pull words and formulate a story into music and create an art with it. And I find more freedom in writing my own music.
Okay. What inspires you to write and to sing your music?
Excuse me. Well, I believe that inspiration comes from the ultimate energy, and I call the ultimate energy our spirit. And it's very internal, and it's a gift that we're given. I'm inspired by my day to day. I can be riding and see a situation, and I'll start singing about traffic. I mean, you know, I could be talking to a friend on the phone. They could be telling me about, you know, a situation they're having in love, you know, and I'll start writing a song. I mean, I'm inspired by life. Uh-huh. I'm inspired by liberty. You know, I'm inspired by music. Like, I can just hear the sound of music and lyrics will just start being put with the music.
Okay.
Yeah, I just sing. And so that's kind of where my inspiration comes from. It just comes from being alive and love.
So when should the listeners or when should we be looking for your material or your songs to be out or published?
You can be looking for me around the springtime of 2014.
Okay.
I'll be coming out with some materials.
Okay.
Around that time, and I also can be requested as well for events and showcases even now.
Okay, so if anyone wants to book you right now, they can call you or
yes.
email you to book you?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So are you going to give us a little sample of a little something right now? But I'm also going to play one of Gracie's songs. It's called Phone Home. We're going to go out with that segment, on that segment, but I'm going to get her to sing just a little taste of a little something. You hear it clear in her throwback here. So we're just going to give y'all just a little sample, a live sample. So welcome, it's Gracie Blackheart, live song. What song are you going to sing for us?
You know, I'll actually sing Michael Jackson and Mariah Carey had I'll Be There.
Okay.
I'll just sing the first
one. Okay, we're just going to get a little sample of something right now. So let's go.
Here it goes.
You and I must make a pact. We must bring salvation back. Where there is love, I'll be there.
Okay, that's enough. We don't want to give too much away. We don't want to give too much away. You guys, make sure you email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Let me know what you think of Miss Gracie Blackheart. Again, I'm going to take you out on one of her songs that she has written. It's called Phone Home. Again, thank you, Miss Gracie, for being on the show today.
Thank you, Miss Cindy, for having me. I hope to be back soon.
All right. This is Miss Gracie Blackheart.
Yeah, check me out. Springtime, 2014.
Phone Home.
Down the picket fence.
right, guys, that wraps up the show for today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed our interviews. You need to book Miss Gracie Blackheart. Check her out, guys. Again, have a great hump day, which is today. Complete your week off with positive energy. Have a great weekend. I'll see you guys back next week. Can't wait for the next person I'm going to be interviewing. Got to stay tuned. You want to see, you want to listen, check me out. Guys, have a blessed week.
Nothing to say, nothing to do, I'm nothing to give. I'm a- Waking